Mary, the mother of Jesus, was obedient to God, no matter what the cost to her, but she had an advantage. God had sent her someone, had brought someone into her life to help her. That was Joseph, her espoused husband. For he did the same thing that Mary did. When he found out that she was pregnant and knew that he had nothing to do with it, and that his fiancée was therefore an adulteress, he still loved her. He didn't go to the elders and say, "My espoused wife has committed adultery, therefore she needs to be stoned." He did not broadcast throughout the town that this woman had cheated on him. No, he decided to take care of the matter discreetly. You see, in those days, there were two schools of thinking about divorce, and this would have been a divorce. He would have to put her away. One school of thinking was that you could divorce your wife for any reason. Just send her packing. If she put too much salt on your food or displeased you in any way, you could just get rid of her. Another school of thought was this: no, you may not divorce your wife for any reason except adultery. Pretty much what Jesus said, with one difference. This school of thought said that you must divorce your wife if she has committed adultery. Jesus said divorce was given because of the hardness of our hearts. Whatever Joseph's motives were, the scripture says he was a just man, and he decided that he would take care of this with the least embarrassment to Mary as possible. But something happened. He had a dream, and the Lord appeared to him in a dream, saying, "Joseph, you son of David, fear not to take unto you Mary your wife, for that which is conceived in her is of the Holy Spirit. She shall bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins." And Joseph was obedient. Now consider what it cost him. It would become apparent to everyone that Mary was pregnant before long. If he didn't put her away, then he was following the Jewish law that said if engaged in fornication, they would become married, man and wife. And so he took upon himself a stigma in the community because he loved his wife. He loved her, and he was obedient to God, no matter what it cost him in his reputation. I wish we could find that kind of determination to do the will of God. We bargain with God all the time, don't we? "Well, if you'll do this, I'll follow your will. If you'll do this for me, I'll do that." It costs Jesus everything human to follow the will of God. I want to be obedient to God, but I need grace to do that, and you do too. Let's pray. Father in heaven, we have been thinking about obedience. Forgive me, O Lord, where I have not been instantly obedient to you, when I've been afraid, when I have had other things I did not want to give up. Now I lay myself down before the cross to do your will. You may do with me whatever you wish. Please help me, Lord. I wish to be instantly obedient to your word. I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.